Take the steering wheel in your life with my book, The Driver's Seat. Climb out of life's back seat and step into your God-given purpose. This isn't just a book, it's a wake-up call to action. As the author, I guide you through realizing your true potential and living with purpose. Break free from life's back seat and those seat belts and seize control of your own destiny. Your purpose isn't just a dream, it's your reality waiting to be lived. So discover this book right now at whatsgood.work. Click on the link that says buy my books. Take charge and transform your own journey today. What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What's Good, the podcast. I am your host, Jay Floyd. I am a certified life coach. How I coach people is through strengths. I help people find their unique strengths. One of the things that we tend to miss in life is that the things that we have uniquely been through, a lot of the things, specifically us in minority and underrepresented demographics, we tend to feel like we have to overcome these things, right? We have to succeed despite being from a rough neighborhood or having a challenging childhood or not having all of the financial opportunities or even having parents with college backgrounds and financially educated and highly literate. Those are just examples of some of the unique things that a lot of people experience. And a lot of times we start to feel like, you know what, I succeeded despite that. I overcame all of that, right? One of the things that I started to understand in my life was that, you know, I kind of was, most of my confidence came out of that. You know, I feel like I'm confident here in the corporate world because of the things that I went through that y'all didn't go through, you know? But there's a way to reframe that and start to understand that it's not really that we're succeeding despite it or that we are abnormally strengthened because of it, but we are unique. Each person has a unique journey, and there's a reason we went through those things. There's a reason we experienced those things. So instead of feeling like, you know what, I'm going to succeed despite that, I think we should find our true success and our true fulfillment from tapping into that. Reaching back and saying, what did I go through? And what was it instilling in me, right? Even those traumas, how do I heal from that? And what is the unique reason why that was allowed to happen to me, all right? I know that's a long way to go about a podcast intro, but sometimes I like to dig into exactly why I'm here doing what I do. If you want to tap into my coaching, just hit up my link, whatsgood.work, and click on, you know, get coaching, you know, check out my plan. See if I'm a good coach for you. I've been a good coach for dozens of people, probably over 100 people at this point who I've coached over the past 5+ years. So, you know, hit me up. Today, we're going to talk about a great topic, which is what's good about tough conversations. Tough conversations. Listen, I, as in my career in the corporate world right now, I am a manager and of data engineers, and I have to have some conversations on a very regular basis, right? The multiple people who report to me, I have to meet with them weekly. I have to have updates with my own directors, and I have to have updates with my stakeholders. I have to have conversations all the time. Tough conversations. Sometimes they're awkward. Sometimes we're blazing trails into things that are not yet done. We don't know how we're going to do them. We're navigating. There's a lot of things that we have to become comfortable being uncomfortable with, right? Admitting we don't know something. Having the strength to go about finding it out. Knowing that you don't need to be 100% certain in everything you do in order to move confidently. Right? These are all tough conversations. But real growth and real progress comes out of tough conversations. We can do hard things. The more you avoid tough conversations, the less success and the less fulfillment your life is going to have. Really, tough conversations is really like the fuel of a successful and a fulfilled life. It really is. It's the lifeblood. There are going to be hard conversations. You have to. There are greater challenges. There are greater achievements and accomplishments on the other side of the conversation that you are avoiding right now. Yes, the things that you would like to have. And believe me, it's not going to be the end of the world to have that hard conversation. And this applies across the board, whether it's with your spouse, whether it's with your friends. Just give you some examples, man. When you are in a marriage, you have to have conversations about how you're going to spend time with one another, about your sex life. You know, what are some things you're coming into the marriage with, right? Do you have baggage on how you particularly learned about sex? What are your expectations over them on love and time spent and attention? What about the things that you've been through, the topics you are finding harder to discuss? Sometimes you have to get all that out in the open so that you can really progress. A marriage is a challenge. Friendships are a challenge. Sometimes as you're going through life, if you listen to this podcast and you're trying to better your life and live and look for what's good and feed that good wolf in you, then a lot of times you are starting to walk on a more healthy path, right? You're starting to clean up a lot of those old broken roads that you used to have. And now your life is looking a lot better. But maybe your friends are and associates and the people you spend time with, maybe they're not there yet. Maybe it's a little slower for them. And that leads you into that tough conversation that you have to have with your friends. Because guess what? As you start to live a more godly life and you start to feed your good wolf, you have to know how to elevate the people around you, right? One of the things we can judge our lives on is how do we elevate the people around us? If I'm married and my friend is cheating on his wife, or if you're married and your friend is cheating on their husband, do you just sit back and deal with it? Do you just accept it and laugh and go out and kick it and have mimosas? And I'm bringing it all the way real to you. Or do you have that tough conversation? Even if that tough conversation is going to draw some new boundaries, that's going to lead you into a place where you're not so close for a minute or for a long time. Are you willing to have that conversation? Right. I know one of the things that really prevents us from having tough conversations is the fact that a lot of people suck at conversation. They suck at communicating their feelings, their honest, real feelings. Right. I know a lot of people like to say, oh, man, just keeping it real, keeping it 100, keeping it a buck. Almost every time somebody says keeping it real in today's society, it's followed by a negative comment. Hey, I'm keeping it real. You don't look good today. Keeping it real, I don't like this, right? It's always negative. If we're really keeping it real, if we're really transparent, we should be talking about ourselves and what we really feel. And sometimes we put that positive reinforcement in there. Keep it real with people about positive things. Balance your conversation. And the fact that we do focus mostly on negatives has to do with some growth that has to happen in us. We are insecure a lot of times, so we don't want other people to feel super great because they just might end up feeling better than us. So let me skew towards negative comments. Let me bring them down to earth. Let me not pump them up, not build them up. That's no way to be. So the best thing to do is let's address ourselves. If we want to have hard conversations, tough conversations, we have to start with ourselves and work on improving. We have to learn how to communicate. Communicating real through hard conversations means being as open and transparent as possible. You know, we've talked about honesty. We talked about transparency. If you don't understand the difference between the two, I highly suggest you hop back into my previous episodes where I did an episode on honesty and I did an episode on transparency. And we talked about the distinction between the two. We go really deep, but really the difference is that in transparency, you are open. You are providing everything and allowing the other person to decipher what they need and what they don't need. It's not a need to know basis. I'm giving you everything because I care about this conversation we're having and I care about you. So I'm going to lay it all out on the table and you can decide for yourself what the helpful part is, right? That's transparency. It's open. You can see clearly through me. The more we learn how to have that transparency in a tough conversation, then here's an example, right? A lot of times in our tough conversations, it'll be like, you know, if I'm having a difficult conversation with my spouse or somebody, something that's getting heated, then it's like, you know what you do this. And what we really should say is, here's what I feel, right? Here's what I feel. The more important thing is how things make me feel, right? If we speak out of our own experience, it cleans up the language a lot better. Right? Because somebody may be doing something that makes me feel offended, but that does not mean that they're going about trying to offend me. Right? So here's what happens in that conversation. If somebody does something and they didn't intentionally, or they haven't overcome their own cognitive dissonance and they're kind of lying to themselves and halfway believing that they're not trying to offend me, if I only say, you always offend me, you always try to offend me, you always do this to offend me, they can easily defend that by saying, no, I don't. I'm not trying to offend you at all. Instead of me speaking from my feeling, which is a fact and can't be refuted. Does that make sense? So cleaning up this language and starting to speak out of what we truly feel. One more example of something before we get out of here. And I've seen this happen a lot in heated communication, especially when things start to get really heated and loud, like between sharp and hurtful, between people who really care about each other or have a background and long experience with one another relationship. One person will say, if something's been repeatedly done to them, they'll say, hey, you like to do this. And you like to do that. You like to, right? Which may not be accurate. Just because somebody does something repeatedly does not mean they like to do it. Some people are in a poisonous, toxic cycle. They may not even realize they're in that cycle. They may be lying to themselves and rationalizing themselves out of that cycle every time and sweeping it under the rug. They may be struggling and hurting and in a low place. It does not mean they like it. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't speak against it. You should absolutely stand for yourself, represent yourself, and speak for it. But instead of saying you like it, you like to do this, say, this is what I've experienced from you, and it's happened more than once, repeatedly. Let me tell you what my experience of that is. And then we can start to have that tough conversation, and we can start to keep the tone lower, right? And if somebody, here's my third and final way to have tough conversations, my tip, we can't yell at each other. We can't yell at each other. And I know that sounds hard, but let me tell you this. Let me tell you the key. Because each and every one of us has buttons that can be pressed and we will get angry. We will get heated. It will get loud. So what we have to do is set a boundary. If it starts to get loud, we can't have the conversation anymore. We have to agree to pause it until later. And maybe we can get somehow. Or maybe we split it up. You can have your side of it and I can only listen. I can't fight back. Then I can have my side of it and you can only listen. But we have to set these boundaries because really we can't make any inroads until we can calm down. But a lot of times it's hard for us to calm down. I am not going to act like it's not. So sometimes we just got to reset, reboot, restart. But I'm telling you, whether you're at work, whether you're with your children, whether you're with your spouse, just going about your day, the key to real success and fulfillment in life is being able to have tough conversations. Having that skill means you got to get to the gym and work on it, right? That mental, emotional, psychological gym, and get in there and work on it. Lift those weights, do the reps, work on it. Identify where you're weak, get stronger to have those tough conversations. Treat those conversations like a championship game and you will win. Thank you again for joining me right here on What's Good. Thank you for choosing to feed your good wolf and living a more purposeful life. I love all of y'all. Keep rocking with me. Stay tuned for the next episode. Peace. Ready to revolutionize your content creation? Discover Deep Brain AI, the cutting edge solution in AI video synthesis. Create lifelike AI videos with ease, ideal for presentations, educational content, or just boosting your digital marketing. Your AI avatar waits to deliver messages with natural expressions and natural voices. It'll be just like hearing and seeing you and me. Experience the future of communication with Deep Brain AI. Discover more right now at whatsgood.work and click on our link that says visit our sponsor.